I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. I have quite a few wonderful books awaiting me in 2019, so let's get started. I begin with a novel by Michael Ondaatje, the Booker Prize-winning author of The English Patient and longlisted for the 2018 prize for Warlight. He is a marvelously inventive writer, and his novels are always difficult to put down. I also look forward to the 2018 winner, Milkman by Anna Burns. She also has a novel, No Bones. This promises to be a wonderful trio to start off the year. An interesting book I came across is the 100 Best Novels in Translation by Boyd Tunkin, who chaired the judging panel for the Man Booker Prize for 2006. This is one of those delightful books for cold evenings in front of a fire. I think I will read these over the course of the winter. To continue my study of the Brontes and Jane Austen, I finally got a copy of The Juvenalia of Jane Austen and Charlotte Bronte. I have a couple of pamphlets, but this is my first time with her complete works. While we're on the track of older novels, a friend recommended The Treasure of the Sierra Madre by B. Traven. Neil deGrasse Tyson is one of my favorite science writers. Co-written with Avis Lang, this title veers a bit off my beaten track of novels, but I have full confidence Neil and Avis will deliver an informative look at the unspoken alliance between astrophysics and the military, to quote the subtitle. I must also move the last remaining holdover from my 2018 list with Breaking the Spell by Daniel C. Dennett. I am determined to conquer this Mount Everest at last. Dennett is erudite but not pedantic, and his works are always enjoyable. I stumbled across an old book, dated 1927, which might turn out to be a real treasure. The title is The Collected Works of Pierre Louys. I know next to nothing about him or his works, so this should be an adventure on several levels. Frederick Backman fascinated me with A Man Called Ove and a couple of others. His latest is Us Against You. This Swedish writer has consistently supplied me with peculiar people and wonderful plots. Calm Toibin is another writer I've been following for quite a while. His latest has an intriguing title, Mad, Bad, Dangerous to Know, The Fathers of Wild, Yeats, and Choice. What reader can resist books about libraries? I know I can't. The first is Libraries in the Ancient World by Lionel Carson and Library in Unquiet History by Matthew Battles. I guess these two might be referred to as feeding the addiction, but I will happily go there anyway. Lastly, a book club I sometimes attend brought to my attention The Rise and Fall of the Dinosaurs, A New History of a Lost World by Steve Brossett. This one has lots of pictures, diagrams, and all things Jurassic. I can't wait. Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and best wishes. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.